In the Vedanta Sutra, there is an famous aphorism Anandamayobhyasat. This sloka explains the constitutional position of every living being. Everyone is looking for pleasure. The soul in its natural condition is Satchit Anand, eternal, full of knowledge and full of bliss, full of ecstasy. Therefore, the heart of every living being is constantly seeking beauty, charm, and ecstasy. Therefore, the Lord descends into this world to distribute prema, bhakti, divine love, because it is alone which nourishes the heart and fulfills all of its desires. When the Lord appears in this world, he appears by his causeless mercy. Mercy is of such a nature when the Lord descends that it is not subjected to any material laws, any laws of logic, any laws of reasoning. In fact, the mercy of the Lord is available to anyone, in anyone, any position of life, who will simply accept it. It is described by Swami, Namo Mahabhadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namane Gaurate Shri Namaha, that Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the most munificent, merciful, and magnanimous of all the incarnations. Because without considering who is fit or unfit, he is distributing the mercy of the Lord freely to everyone. Simply chant the name of Krishna, follow these simple principles of devotion, and your life will be filled with divine love. And the ecstasy, the charm, the beauty that your heart is always seeking will be realized forever, eternally. But unfortunately, even when the Supreme Lord himself appears, many will not accept it. Therefore, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he ordered Lord Nityananda Prabhu to approach those persons who will not accept love of God. Those persons who are too much attached to fallen sinful activities, those who are too attached to piety in material life, those too much attached to mental speculation and so-called religiosity, and thus due to pride will not accept love of Krishna, even from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself. The Lord instructed Lord Nityananda that these people, they are yours. So Lord Nityananda is the very essence of the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It is described by Narottam Das Thakur, Vrajendra Nandana Ye Sachi Suta Hoilo Se Balarama Hoilo Nithai. That the beautiful divine son of Sri Nanda Maharaj, Lord Gopal. He has appeared in this age of Kali Yuga in the form of Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Balaramji, his eternal associate, his elder brother, and his constant companion in Brajadham, has appeared as Lord Nityananda. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he appealed to Lord Nityananda that you go and without any discrimination of who is fit or unfit, you somehow or other get everyone to accept the mercy of the holy name. And Lord Nityananda, although he is the Supreme God himself, he is appearing in the position of a devotee. In fact, in Goloka Vrindavan, we must understand that Balaram, although he is Krishna himself, he is the Supreme Bhagavan, he eternally appears as the servant of Krishna. In the form of Shankarshan, Ananta Shesha, he is Narayan's bed, his shoes, his umbrella. He's constantly simply trying to increase the pleasure of Narayan. Similarly, in the form of Lakshman during Ram Lila, Lakshman's only business was to give pleasure to Sri Ram. When they went into the Jarikanda forest, Lakshman would not eat, he would not sleep. His only business was to protect Sri Ram. He was the supreme most devoted servant of Ram. And similarly, that same Lakshman, that same Balaram has appeared as Sri Nityananda Prabhu. His life, his soul, his everything is only the pleasure of Sri Gaura Sundar. He has no other ambition, no other motive in life. Therefore, Lord Nityananda is declared by all the acharyas to be this original spiritual master. Because he is the first expansion of Godhead, and he appears exclusively for the pleasure of Godhead. Although he is Krishna, he could easily accept the same position, but he will never accept that position. Sometimes people, that Balaram, he also had his Rasalila. He was also supreme enjoyer. But Balaram never engaged in the Rasalila for his enjoyment. He simply came to Vrindavan to pacify the gopis in the service of Krishna. Everything Balaramji did, everything Lakshman did, everything Ananta Shesha does is only exclusively for life and soul to satisfy and to increase the enjoyment of Krishna and Ram and Narayan. So Lord Nityananda, he was in this sublime mood. And although he was the supreme personality of Godhead, he took the most humble position in order to satisfy Lord Gaura Sundar. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Patita Pavanavatar. That means he came especially to claim the most fallen and sinful of all living beings. And there is nothing that satisfies Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu more than distributing love of God to another. Therefore, Lord Nityananda, he would go on both banks of the Ganges and he would approach every house, in every town, in every village. And he would individually, with folded palms, come to the most fallen, sinful people of Kali Yuga and plead with them, take the mercy of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Lord Chaitanya was preaching to chant the name of Krishna. And Lord Chaitanya told Lord Nityananda, you go out and you spread the glories of the chanting of the name of Krishna. But Lord Nityananda,
He had the full realization,
Sri Krishna Chaitanya Radha Krishna Nahayanya, that Radha and Krishna have both come in the singular form of Sri Gaurasundara Mahaprabhu. Therefore, Lord Nityananda, he understood that Lord Chaitanya is so merciful. You cannot even commit an offense to him. He is so merciful. Therefore, let me convince everyone to worship Gauranga, to chant the name of Gauranga. Whoever is doing like this, that person is my life and soul. And if they worship Sri Gaurasundara Mahaprabhu, then automatically they will attain love of Krishna. Automatically they will attain Vrindavan Dham. So Lord Nityananda, wherever he would go, he would sing this song. Baja Gauranga, Kaho Gauranga, Laho Gauranga Namre, Je Chana Gauranga Baje, Se Hai Mora Pranre. Worship Gauranga. Chant the name of Gauranga. Take the mercy of Gauranga. Anyone who worships Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that person, he is my life and soul. So he would plead in this way wherever he would go. And if someone was so hard-hearted that even when the embodiment of divine love and compassion was begging, take the name of Gauranga, take the name of Krishna, if they still would refuse, then the Supreme Godhead in the form of Nityananda would get on his hands and knees and he would beg, please, I beg you, do not reject me. Do not spoil your human life. Take the name of Gauranga. Worship Gauranga. If they still refused, he would lay prostrate in the ground, rolling in the dust, touching their feet, pleading with them, with tears in his eyes. Do not spoil your human life. I beg you. I plead with you. I will do anything. I will eternally be your servant, but chant the holy names. In this way, there is no incarnation of God who has ever manifested such mercy. Lord Sri Krishna, to the wicked demons, he cut off their heads with his Sudarshan Chakra. That was his mercy. And in this way they attain mukti. Lord Sri Ram with his sharpened bows and arrows, he would sever the limbs, the head, and pierce the hearts of the asuras. In this way they attain mukti. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu with his astra, with the weapon of the holy name, he would give pure love of God to anyone who would accept it. But Lord Nityananda would not accept no for an answer. God himself is at your feet begging you, rolling in the dust with tears in his eyes, ready and anxious to be your eternal servant if you simply take the name of Krishna. Simply take the name of Gauranga. Therefore, in Lord Nityananda, we find the ultimate expression of the supreme mercy of God. And Lord Nityananda, he was converting millions and millions of people wherever he went. He would go to towns, to cities, to villages, and he would transform the entire atmosphere where everyone was joyously chanting, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, and dancing in sublime ecstasy.
Lord Nityananda, it is described, he had this complete dedication to fulfilling the heart's desire of Lord Chaitanya, that all living beings accept the holy name. It is described that one time Mother Sachi Devi, she had a dream. Sachi Devi is the mother of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And in this dream, she was worshipping Krishna and Balaram on her altar. And at that time, Lord Nityananda came and he told Balaram that you must get off the altar. This altar is now for Lord Chaitanya. Krishna has appeared in Kali Yuga as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. You're outdated now. In Dwarapa Yuga, you and Krishna were good friends playing together. But in Kali Yuga, you are his servant. Balaram said, no, no, I'm here with Krishna. Nityananda said, no, no, you come down, you become the servant. They had an argument. They began to fight. Nityananda and Balaram were pulling at each other, but Nityananda was more powerful, and he pulled Balaram down. Of course, Nityananda is Balaram. But in this dream, Mother Sachi Devi could understand that in Kali Yuga, Balaram appears simply as the order carrier of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Now, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, it is described, personally, in order to distribute love of God and gain the respectability for his mission, he left his family life and took sannyas. And by taking sannyas, he had to be very strict to follow principles of social etiquette. Because if people criticize a sannyasi, then his mission is destroyed. So therefore, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was basically preaching to great scholars like Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, Prakasananda Saraswati. He was preaching from place to place, town to town, village to village. But in Kali Yuga, there were so many conditions of life that Lord Chaitanya, due to being a sannyasi, they were too degraded for him to enter into. To freely mix with attached family members in the Grihamedi ashram. He could not do that. To go into the bars, the brothels, the houses of prostitution, the places of meat eaters. The sannyasi cannot do like that, especially in those days. People looked upon sannyasis with very strict eye. So therefore, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, although Lord Nityananda was basically a mendicant, Lord Chaitanya told Lord Nityananda to marry. Why? Because then no one will criticize you. You can go to the most fallen. You can go everywhere and anywhere. And you can preach. So Lord Nityananda began to travel. And he made his base in Bengal at the home of Suryadas Pandit, who happened to be the brother of Goridas Pandit, a great devotee of Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda. And there Suryadas Pandit gave as a gift Lord Nityananda his two daughters, Janava Devi and Vishuddhi. Lord Nityananda was known as an Avadhut, which means he could go anywhere and everywhere to spread the mercy of the Lord. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally would say about Lord Nityananda that if Lord Nityananda goes into a liquor house, if he goes into a house of prostitution, if he is seen with low-class, undesirable company, never criticize him or you'll go to hell. Because you can know he's only there to show his causeless mercy to the most fallen. In Kali Yuga, we are all candidates of Lord Nityananda's mercy because we are all most fallen. And if you do not think you're most fallen, then you are really most fallen. Today is the appearance day of Lord Nityananda. We should understand his divine nature before attempting to understand his divine lila. He is the Supreme Godhead who appears to distribute the mercy of love of God. It is described that he appeared in the holy city of Ekachakra. Ekachakra is in the district of Radhadesh. It is a place where it was not very well known for being a religious place. Generally, the religious places in India in those days were situated on the banks of holy rivers like the Ganges or the Jamuna. And the further you went from those holy rivers, generally the places became more and more degraded. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally appeared in the holy land of Navadvip on the bank of Ganga. But he sent his eternal associates to the places of Malechas, Yavanas, and low-class men to take birth amongst them. So Lord Nityananda was born in a Brahmin family in Ekachakra. His father's name was Hadai Pandit and his mother's name was Padmavati. And he was the most wonderful child. He had such beautiful and charming features in every respect. And in his childhood, he knew no other pleasure but reenacting the pastimes of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He would gather his friends together, and throughout the entire day, they would simply put on plays, reenacting the pastimes of the Lord. One of his friends would pretend to be Bhumi, Mother Earth, in the form of a cow. Another friend would pretend to be Lord Brahma. And she would plead with Lord Brahma, "Please, the demons in the form of kings are causing me great difficulty." And then they would both approach the ocean of milk. And another friend would take the form of Lord Vishnu. And he would say, "Ah, all you demigods, you all take birth in the Yadu and Vishnu dynasty. And I will soon appear as Lord Krishna." And sometimes his friends, they would pretend to be Devaki and Vasudev to give birth to Krishna. And sometimes one friend would play Putana and another friend would jump on him and suck his breast and kill him. Sometimes a friend would play Agasura, Keshi, Denukasura. In this way they would enact all these transcendental pastimes and everyone was struck with wonder. How do they know these pastimes? They never heard them. They have never studied them. They're just little tiny children. Lord Nityananda was very fond of organizing these beautiful dramas all day long. And sometimes they would go and take cows, and all day long they would just herd the cows and dance with their sticks and play flutes and pretend to be Krishna and Balaram and the cowherd boys. And then when they would come home, they would break into all the neighbor's house and steal the butter and steal the yogurt. And people were struck with wonder. Nobody minded. Everyone was full of affection. Everyone simply wanted to hold Nityananda in their hands. His body was soft like butter. They just wanted to embrace him and love him and show their affection to him. One time he was playing the role as a small child of Lakshman. And another child was taking the part of Ravana. And Lakshman challenged Ravana. And then Ravana took that great empowered Shakti Astra and threw it at Lakshman. Of course, what they were using in the game for the powerful weapon of Ravana was a lotus flower. So he threw this beautiful soft lotus flower and hit Lord Nityananda in the chest. And Lord Nityananda, playing Lakshman, fell to the ground and went completely unconscious. There was not any sign of life in his body. And all his friends gathered around him. They thought, my God, he has no life. He's dead. What happened? And they all began to cry. They didn't know what to do. And then Lord Nityananda's parents came, Padmavati and Hadai Pandit, and they gathered around and they were crying. What are we supposed to do? There's no life in his body. They were doing everything they could to try to revitalize his life, but nothing worked. He laid there completely motionless and silent. And everyone in the entire Eka Chakra was in a great dilemma. Their life and soul was laying there, lifeless. What to do? They could not understand. What did you... Is the lotus flower touched him? Why is he like this? And then someone watching, they said, ah, I know. What is the problem? Recently he was playing the Leela of Dasarath. And he also fainted and appeared like this when Ram left. When one of his friends playing Ram had left him. So if we want to cure Lord Nityananda, who is playing Lakshman, then we have to call Hanuman to get the Gandhari mountain. So then one of the children put on the dress of Hanuman. He said, I am Hanuman. I will get the mountain. And then the children remembered, ah, before we started playing this game, Lord Nityananda told us that if I fall unconscious, get that mountain and bring it here. But they forgot. But they remembered. So one of his friends playing Hanuman, he began running. And so many other friends playing Rakshasas, they were trying to stop him. He was defeating, smashing them all. And finally he came and he brought the mountain. And another friend played a physician. And they took the mountain and put it next to Nityananda's nose. And then Nityananda stood up. And everyone began to embrace him. In this way he spent his childhood. Day and night he was completely immersed in the Leela of the Lord. They asked him, how is it that you know perfectly all the lines of the Shastras when we have never taught you any of these things? And he would reply that I am simply speaking what I have spoken in my previous incarnations. And everyone would just laugh because they didn't believe him. When he was 12 years old, one day, a sannyasi came to the house of Hadai Pandit. And Hadai Pandit, being a very gentle and pure-hearted devotee of the Lord, he offered a nice sitting place to the sannyasi. He offered him nice food. He offered him a place to sleep at night. He offered all of his services. And then the next morning, just before the sannyasi was about to leave, Hadai Pandit said, whatever I have is yours. Is there any way I can serve you? And the sannyasi said, yes, there is. He said, I am traveling alone
And it will be most helpful to me if I have a very nice Brahmin as a servant and associate. I would like to take your eldest son, Nityananda, with me. When Hadai Pandit heard this, he did not know what to do. It was like a sharp, flaming arrow piercing his heart. He began to consider. I have already promised him to give him everything that I have. I cannot break my word, but at the same time, I cannot live without my son. He is everything to me. And he began to think about how Dasarath Maharaj, in order to preserve the principle of truth and respect to those in the renounced order, he gave his sons Ram and Lakshman away to Vishwamitra Muni, even though it was so difficult for him. So he was thinking that I must follow in the footsteps of these great souls, however painful it may be. So he went to his wife, Padmavati, and said, "What should I do?" And she, being a very faithful and very loving wife, she said, "My dear husband, whatever you decide is what I decide." So with tears in his eyes, he went to the Brahmin. He said, "If you really want my son, then you can take him." Now Lord Nityananda, he wanted to leave his home and preach the glories of the Lord. But he knew that his mother and father were so much attached to him, he could not break their hearts. But when this sannyasi came, he accepted this divine arrangement and he left home. And as soon as he left, Hadai Pandit fell unconscious. He could not bear the separation. He was simply crying day and night. He was drowning in an ocean of grief. There was nothing in life that had any meaning or flavor to him without the presence of Nitai. He remembered the days where everywhere he went, he would bring his son Nitai. When he would go to the market, Nitai would be behind him, and he would be looking around, making sure he was right, always with him, always worried for his welfare. Indeed, wherever he went, he could not bear a moment's separation from his loving son. And now his son was going into the forest with this sannyasi. It was too much for him to bear. He could not eat. He could not sleep. He could only wail in a piteous voice with tears streaming from his eyes day and night. But because he was always absorbed in the thought of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, his life was somehow or other being maintained without eat and without sleep. And alas, due to the affliction of an utterly broken heart, he left his body and returned to the eternal abode of Vaikuntha. Meanwhile, it is described that Lord Nityananda began to travel to all the holy places. First, he went to Gaya, and he worshipped the beautiful footprints of Vishnu Gadadhar. Then he went to Kashi to worship the Vishwanath Murti. Then he traveled to the holy place of Mathura. There he bathed in the Vishwam Ghat and played in the water of the beautiful Jamuna. He went to all the 12 forests of Vrindavan. And he was so happy, in the mood of a cowherd boy, identifying his previous incarnation as Balaram. He would simply play with the children, herd with the cows, and enjoy the sweet atmosphere of the supreme abode of Braj. It is described that He was so absorbed in the happiness of being in Vrindavan, he did not ever consider eating or sleeping. When someone came of their own accord to offer him some little bit of milk, sometimes he would accept it. And then he continued his journey, his pilgrimage. He traveled very widely. While he was in Western India, he met the most exalted of all spiritual personalities. His name was Madhavendra Puri. When he approached Madhavendra Puri, who was considered by all the Gaudiya Vaishnavas to be the very root of love of God, it is through Madhavendra Puri's love that Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda received, either directly or indirectly, the initiation. So when Lord Nityananda met with the Madhavendra Puri, when they saw each other, their eyes were filled with love. They were stunned. They both offered their obeisances to one another and began to embrace. Madhavendra Puri had such love for Lord Nityananda. Understanding that he was the Supreme Godhead himself, he could not let him go from his loving embrace. As they embraced, tears flowed from their eyes, their hair standing on end, their limbs were shivering in transcendental ecstasy. And all the disciples of Madhavendra Puri were simply struck with wonder. Lord Nityananda spoke. He said that I travel to all the holy places, but until today, my heart's desires have not been fulfilled. Because indeed, wherever the pure servant of Krishna is, all the holy places reside within his feet. Lord Nityananda and Madhavendra Puri remained together for many days and many nights. And throughout the day and throughout the night, they shared the pleasure of Krishna Katha, the discussions of Krishna amongst each other. It is described that their happiness knew no bounds, because although both of them were wandering to holy places throughout the land, most all sannyasis, most all sadhus, most all so-called holy men did not understand the real essence of love of God. But in each other they saw the association of true devotees of Krishna. Madhavendra Puri felt such happiness. He described that never have I experienced such love of God as in your association. Indeed, wherever Lord Nityananda may be, wherever his lotus feet is, anyone who is there is in Vaikuntha. He is the supreme embodiment of the highest charity, the distribution of pure bhakti. Therefore, anyone who meets such a person is most fortunate amongst all men. After spending some days together, Lord Nityananda continued on his journey to the various holy places. He traveled to the south, to Setubandha, Rameshwaram, Srirangam, Tirupati. Indeed, he went to all the holy places. And then he went to the north, Ayodhya, Chitrakoot, Prayag. He went to Badrikashram, And there he met with Srila Vyasadeva. And Srila Vyasadeva, seeing him as none other than his worshipable Lord Balaram, worshipped the lotus feet of Lord Nityananda. And after traveling to all these holy places, he returned to Vrindavan, where he decided to stay. And he had a vision. He had a vision that his eternal brother, Lord Sri Krishna, was performing his divine leela in Navadvip Dham in Bengal. But he was still acting like an ordinary little boy. He hadn't yet established his mission of the Sankirtan movement. So Lord Nityananda decided he would simply wait in Vrindavan until the signal came that the Lord had begun the Sankirtan movement. So in a vision, after 20 years of traveling to various holy places and living in Vrindavan, at that time he could understand within the core of his heart that Lord Chaitanya was now leading the devotees through the streets with his arms raised, chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. So he left Vrindavan and he went to Navadvip. He did not announce his arrival to anyone, but he went to the home of Nandanacharya. The next morning, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu approached his devotees. And he said, last night I had a wonderful dream. I saw an extraordinary chariot appear. It had the flag of a palm tree, which is the chariot sign of Lord Balaram. And there was a very large and beautiful personality on that chariot. And he was repeating over and over again, where is the house of Nimai Pandit? He said, this extraordinary person, I could understand that last night he has arrived in Navadvip. He is none other than Balaram himself. You must go out and you must find him. So the devotees, headed by Srivas Thakur and Haridas Thakur, they went out. And they went to every home and every marketplace and inquired, have you seen an exalted personality that had come? And after searching everywhere, they came back and they told Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that we cannot find such a person. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he said, then I will personally lead the way. And alas, they came to the house of Nandanacharya. And from within the house, Lord Nityananda was seen, effulgent like millions of moons. And when he and Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu first met, they both stood stunned, unable to speak, with eyes glued to one another in divine love. Indeed, Lord Nityananda, alas, fell down in ecstasy onto the ground, and Lord Chaitanya embraced him. And as they embraced, rivers of tears were flowing from their eyes. And it was then that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Lord Nityananda began to dance and chant together in the holy kirtan of the name of Krishna. And it was from that point that Lord Nityananda, in the loving service of Sri Gaurasundar, would travel everywhere, everywhere possible, to deliver the holy name. So it is described that without gaining the mercy of Lord Nityananda, one cannot properly approach the mercy of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It is our good fortune this evening, on his holy day of his appearance, that we can come together to pray for his causeless mercy, to understand our fallen condition in Kali Yuga, and to beg Lord Nityananda to be kind upon us. Lord Nityananda is manifesting himself through the spiritual master. The spiritual master is the representative of Lord Nityananda. The mercy of Lord Nityananda can easily be attained by worshipping him under the guidance of a bona fide guru. So let us take very seriously the Lord's supreme kindness in this most divine incarnation. As we have seen in this wonderful play, even though Lord Nityananda was brutally abused, both verbally and physically, by Jagai and Madhai, his only motive was compassion. He did not care that his head was brutally cut with a blow that was fit to kill 10 men. He did not care that they blasphemed him with so many insults. His only concern was that they were suffering due to sinful activities. And therefore, rather than anger, he responded with compassion. Aha Prabhu Nityananda Premananda Sukhi. Anyone who understands the mercy of Lord Nityananda becomes supremely happy in this world. So let us try to understand the nature of his mercy. And how do we receive his mercy? It is very simple. We simply accept the name of Krishna. We simply accept the chanting of the holy name, and we give up our sinful activities. That is all that is required. That is the great opulence of the mercy of Lord Nityananda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. It is said that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would always be present in 4 places. And one of those 4 places was whenever Lord Nityananda would dance. His dancing was so graceful and so beautiful that anywhere and everywhere he would dance, Lord Chaitanya in his spiritual body would manifest himself there to watch and to take part in that kirtan. Parama karuna pahun dui jana nitai gaura chandra thab saba avatara thara siromani kevala anandakanda. Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda have descended to teach this simple process of chanting, dancing, and feasting. So there is no greater way to receive the mercy of Lord Nityananda than to absorb our minds, to absorb our senses, to absorb our body, everything in the kirtan of the holy name. To eagerly chant with great enthusiasm. So on this great
occasion, we are given this opportunity to glorify Lord Nityananda by enthusiastically and eagerly taking part in the kirtan of the holy name. So now we will have the aarti, and let us all praise the glories of Lord Nityananda through our enthusiasm to chant and to dance for his pleasure. And then after the aarti, we will have the fortune of tasting and honoring the sacred prasad that has been offered to him on this auspicious night. Thank you very much.